former Four Tops frontman Levi Stubbs has died.
I believe in you and me. I believe that we will be in love eternally.
That's him singing, I Believe in You and Me. The 72-year-old singer died at his home in Detroit this morning. For a look back on his life and what his career meant for Motown, we're joined live on the KCBS Newsline by Ben Fong Torres. He's a music journalist, former Rolling Stone writer, who does a biweekly radio column for The Chronicle, and who also wrote the main text for a book called The Motown Album. We're talking to the right guy. Thanks so much for being with us this morning.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. What do you remember most about Stubbs and his voice?
The voice was gritty. It was soulful. It kind of broke out of the Motown assembly line mold of straight-ahead R&B / pop sounds. And he took advantage of some great songs from the songwriting team of Holland, Dozier, Holland. And most of all, he was forever a four-top. It was the most consistent group in the Motown catalog. They were there from the mid-50s, that is, they were formed in the mid-50s, joined Motown in the mid-60s, and they were together forever.
Talk a little bit, if you would, about influence. The Four Tops is one of the Motown groups that crossed over off of just the black charts to the mainstream.
Yep.
And the way the band influenced so many musicians and so many people that came after them.
Well, Motown itself was a great influence because they crossed over into pop mainstream as soon as they could. And they pursued work in mainstream nightclubs and on mainstream television. And so they smashed through color barriers, and the Four Tops were among the most affable of all the groups there. They were the most consistent of Motown's. They were the most pleasant to work with. They weren't great dancers. They were wonderful singers and performers, a good ensemble, but they could never really become like the Temptations or the Spinners or even the Pips behind Gladys Knight. But Levi himself was influenced by other soul singers. It was said that he was influenced by Bob Dylan, of all soul artists, because of the way he emphasized the words and his gritty voice. But then he went on, and himself, I think, influenced a generation or two of R&B and soul singers, people like Wilson Pickett. And you can't say anybody influenced James Brown, but they were also brothers in arms.
And what songs are your favorites?
Well, I think their early hits, I must say, it's the same old song, and I Can't Help Myself, and Reach Out, I'll Be There, and Standing in the Shadows of Love, but they were so eclectic, and they were able to sing Beatles music and make it work. They sang If I Were a Carpenter, and Walk Away, Renee, and whatever they touched turned to gold.
Now, Stubbs also did a little bit of branching out. He also provided the voice for Audrey 2. That's the man-eating plant in the film version of Little Shop of Horrors. What other things did he do aside from being a four-top?
That was mainly it. I don't think he did a lot of film work. I think he did whatever they came across in their careers. But they really stayed until the mid-80s as the Four Tops and had their last hit, I think, somewhere in the late 80s. And so, no, they went at it as long as they were together and until one of the Four Tops passed away. And then Levi himself fell ill over the recent years and was unable to perform. And I think he was pretty ill by the time they were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1990. So it's been a long time that he has not been well.
Now, the Four Tops are such an influence, not only on musicians, but on people, especially of the boomer generation. What does this sort of say about our own mortality, that our heroes are starting to die?
Well, that's life. There's not much to say about it. You know, it's just sad that a person of such great talent and a great personality and warmth and familial love. You know, he had two families going on there between him, his own family and the Four Tops. Those guys were boyhood friends, and you know, they speak for how long you can have a wonderful life, especially when you find a career like he did and excelled at it for so long. So from the mid-50s into the mid-80s, that's a pretty nice run.
Thank you so much. We've been joined on the KCBS Newsline by music journalist Ben Fong Torres.